It's Friday morning, so that means Inside the Numbers with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike's been with us a couple of times earlier on this week doing some review shows and some recap shows, looked at the rankings and everything. Mike, how's your week been?
Tiring. I had a red eye from Vegas back to Birmingham. That was a tough, but I'm rested up now, ready to go for the weekend. How about you?
Hey, I'm ready to go. I'm excited. Tomorrow we've got – it's crazy. We've only got one game between ranked teams, but it should be a good one. Number 8 Penn State at number 2 Ohio State. That's a noon kickoff on Fox. The Lions, they've only beat Ohio State once since 2012, and that was a 24-21 block field goal for a touchdown that got them that win. The last time Penn State was in the horseshoe, Buckeyes scored 19 fourth quarter points, came away with a 39-38 win. This year, Penn State's only loss on the road at Minnesota, but crazy, Sean Clifton, the Penn State quarterback, he's gotten death threats after the Minnesota games. All he's done is thrown for 2,400 yards and 22 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. But, again, it's not good enough if you don't go undefeated. Ohio State, Justin Fields, that Georgia transfer, this Ryan Day system fits him to a T. 31 touchdowns, 1 interception, and throw in 10 rushing touchdowns for the young man. No one has come any closer than 24 points on the Buckeyes. The only thing that I can see about this game that's not going to be perfect is the weather, probably. It's not going to be quite a Chamber of Commerce day in Columbus, but that's not rare for November.
No, it's going to have temperatures in the 40s, chance of light rain. And, Coach, I still don't understand the mindset of Fox execs having these games kick, these marquee games kick off at noon. This game should be in prime time, don't you think?
I agree. I totally would have this game at 8 o'clock so you can get everything on the East Coast and all time zones to the West Coast.
Yeah, so I don't know why the Big Ten agrees to have that noon at Fox. Obviously, money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you mentioned it. The Bucs played in a, they haven't played in a tight game all year, much like Alabama teams last year. They defeated every opponent by 3 touchdowns or more and, of course, didn't lose till the championship game against Clemson. Ohio State, they're dominating teams. In this series, the last 3 meetings have been decided by a total of 7 points. Oddsmakers have the Bucs favored by 18 or 19. Now, nearly every fundamental of handicapping says play Penn State plus the points here. But I'm just not going to go against the Buckeyes until I see a team at least challenge them.